love. You know, it's so funny how such a four-letter word comes with a lot of vocabularies. And it brings about a lot of commotion. To some, it brings very good memories. To some, it comes with a lot of heartache. And to some, perhaps it's non-existent. But all in all, it is what us human beings yearn for. To love and to be loved. But we don't stop to think how it comes with a lot of commitment, the dedication that comes forth with, the awareness, the realization, the acceptance, the... All I'm trying to say is that love is just a four-letter word, but it is ambiguous. Or better yet, it comes with a lot of questions than answers. What if you love and you're not loved back? What if you love and get hurt? Or better yet, what if you don't get to experience it at all? More and more questions. But again, it is still the greatest commandment anyway. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. So what is love? Wait. What is this love we all yearn for? What is it? The dictionary says it's an affection you have towards someone. Yes, affection. It is such a good feeling. A great, great feeling to love someone who you can connect with so well. Someone who understands you, listens to you, who is always there for you. Now that is love. That sounds like love to me. Yeah, that's pretty sounds like love to me. So maybe something close to it, but... Again, we got some questions. What if you wake up and one day everything changes? Maybe you don't love that person no more. You don't have the feeling that you had the same way you did a few months ago. Just entertain that thought. What if that happens? What do you do then? Do you run? Do you just escape? What do you do? Do you suddenly hate the person? Or maybe hate is a strong word. Do you perhaps dislike the person just a little? What do you do? Or what if maybe you love the wrong person? That happens. Maybe you just fell in love with the wrong persons where everything is against you. It is unacceptable perhaps to other parties. And in this situation, your love is so genuine. It is so honest, you just love it, you're just affectionate, and then the odds are against you. What do you do in such a situation? What? Knowing very well how hard it is to unlove someone, pretty hard. You can't just wake up one day and suddenly unlove someone that you love, or maybe hate someone that you previously was so madly in love with, or just hate the person. It's so hard. Coming to think of it is so hard. So basically, love is complicated. Love is complicated. It comes with good complications and bad complications. So you choose your side. Are you on the good do you like the good complicated part, or are you so unlucky that you're on the bad complicated part? But despite this all, we are human. We are all human. And we want to be loved someday at some point in life. We just want to be loved by someone. We just want to love someone so genuine. We just want to be there for someone and have that love be reciprocated back. It's good to love someone and be loved back. So at the end of the day, we are still human and we still want to experience this love.